early because it's going to be massive.
Yeah.
I love it. Will you be at Wedgies?
Or hell no. No, somewhere. I won't be at Wedgies. Oh. I haven't been there yet. I think it's quite good. So we're going to move on to our final song forever. Now it kicks in. It's going to be romantic, soppy songs.
Gosh.
So you're going to love it. It should be on any man's sex mix, really. Now, I don't really want to play James Blunt. I don't know why it's on the playlist.
Oh, then don't.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to play Take On Me. Now...
Oh, God, yeah. Well,
do we know who this is?
I can't remember who it's by.
It's down here as A1.
It's not A1.
Is it not A1?
Right. It's not Duran Duran either. It's somebody. Oh,
we'll have a look for it and we'll tell you the end of the song.
It's Aha!
Aha! There we go. Well done, Matt. Well done. It's Aha. Here's Take On Me.
I got it in the end.
Well done. So there we go. Can I just say, if you do plan on calling the studio, can you call maybe towards the end of a song or whilst we're talking? Because otherwise you just have to hang on the line for the duration of the song. So it's not a good idea.
And also, if you phone up, don't swear because we're going to put you straight on air.
Yeah, you'll be going straight on. No messing around today whatsoever. It's 2 minutes past five, so Dr. Ball, he should be arriving in the building.
Yeah, he's a bit late soon. At the moment.
He's a bit late.
He's probably still in bed, I think.
Yeah, I think he's just hungover and... just maybe hasn't
he better turn up, otherwise I'll have to put on a Welsh accent and imitate the good doctor.
I know. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, what,
that's,
where's
that's
that from?
Welsh.
Okay, where's that? Is that Scotland?
Probably,
okay.
So somewhere.
Well, maybe he's from Scotland from now, okay?
Yeah, so keep sending in those phone calls, as I've said. Try to do it towards the end of the song or now.
Yeah. Now, yes. Now, we'll delay for a couple of minutes.
The number is 0117-954-5777. It's so, yeah, free if you so, live in
yeah,
Churchill.
So if you were just trying to... if you're just trying to phone back now. Now. Now, maybe. Now.
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 No, I don't think it's going to happen. Well, right, we've had a request from one of our... excuse me, researchers. She's asked for some Shania Twain.
Research? You mean your mum?
Nah, don't tell them that. Tell them it's a researcher. We want to look professional. We want to look like we've got people working on this show. It's Shania Twain. That don't impress me much. Now, we spent ages trying to find the UK version.
Well, I prefer the country version. You yeah, wouldn't let me play the country version.
No, that's because it's rubbish. So here's the UK dance mix.
I do love Shania, though.
We'll have Dr. Ball coming soon, so stay tuned.
Okay.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. So you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. You're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. So you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but I got the touch. Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Now you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm on the long, cold, lonely nights.
We're back, yes, and Johnny's left me alone, and he really shouldn't do that, because I've managed to find the one Meatloaf song he has on his laptop, and I'm going to play it, because I am that sort of person. All coming back to me now by Meatloaf.
What is this? No.
Yes, 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 it's playing, it's playing.
Just listen to it right outside the window.
There were days when the sun was so cruel that all the tears turned to dust, and I just knew my eyes were drying up forever.
I finished crying in the instant that you left.
I'm never going to leave you here on your own again.
Well, you know,
I'll just hold it in next time.
But if I touch you like this,
touch you like,
and if you kiss me like that,
kiss me like that,
it was gone with the wind, but it's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
We've got the Doctor in the studio.
Hello, hello, hello. Love that music.
It's great, isn't it? How are you, Paul? You
very,
all right?
Very well, thank you. Very good, Johnny.
I heard you went on a bit of a big one last night.
Yes, not feeling too good today, I can tell you.
A bit hungover.
Yes, too many shandies, I tell you.
That's right, I'm full of a cold, so it'll be a great show today.
Should be a cracker.
Now, Paul, what have you been up to since we last had you on?
Well, I've actually just got back from Jamaica, would you believe it?
Yeah? What were you doing out there?
Well, I was in a nice hotel, actually, and speaking to a lovely girl there I was, and I walked up to her and said, "You must be Jamaican, because Jamaican me crazy."
I bet that works.
No, well, I'm not sure about it, really. Maybe not.
Do you meet anyone else out there?
Well, watched a bit of cricket out there and just went out looking for ladies, really. A bit of love, I tell you.
Yeah.
Like my holidays, me.
Yeah. And do you have a good trip back?
Yeah, very very nice, thank you, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
First class.
You flew into Llandudno International Airport, didn't you, last night or the day before?
No, well, yes. I saw a blonde woman in there, actually, and I strutted up to her and said, "Do you work for customs, love? I could have sworn I saw you checking out my package, love." Honestly, it's the truth.
Now, right, we're going to get straight on to some of these questions.
Brilliant.
We had a letter in earlier in the week. "Dear Dr. Paul, I'm not much of a morning person, and I'm worried one day I might offend or shout at my girlfriend. How can I prevent this?"
All right, well, we've all been there, I suppose. Sometimes I wake up grumpy, and other times I just let her sleep, to be fair.
Oh, God.
Okay, we've had a question. Someone phoned us during that last song, and they're asking you, "Do you talk to your girlfriend after sex?"
Well, that does depend, to be fair. Depends if I can find a phone, that is.
Okay. Now, Paul, have you got a song request?
I wouldn't mind a bit of Tom Jones today. I'm feeling in the mood for a bit of
Tom Jones. Now,
bit of loving.
We've got two here. We've got Help Yourself or Sex Bomb. Which would you rather?
It's got to be Sex Bomb, isn't it?
Sex Bomb. Let's go straight into that. Here's Tom. So that was Tom Jones. Paul, is that that kind of track you'd put on?
Absolutely, when all the time. Love a bit of Tom, I tell you.
Yeah, excellent, isn't it? Now, last time you were on, Paul, we actually had a few complaints afterwards.
You're joking.
I know, I couldn't believe
what?
It. Apparently, we didn't really give any chat lines for women to use
online.
Oh,
fair enough, fair enough.
It's all based for men, really.
I've actually got one for the foxy ladies out there. All you do is you touch the man's shirt and say, "Is that cotton?" Wait for his response and then touch the crotch area and say, "Oh, this must be felt." Not the best one I've ever made, I must say. But.
So there you go. If you're a single female, go and try that later on tonight.
I think the Welsh accent helps as well.
Okay, now we've had an email in.
Yes.
During
yes.
that song.
We have had an email in. It says, "Dear Dr. Paul, my girlfriend and I have been together for a few years now. I'm quite happy with the way things are. However, I'm worried that soon she's going to want to start talking about the scary word marriage. Any advice?"
Ouch. Well, first off, marriage isn't a word. I'd say it's more of a sentence. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody, to be fair. But I was married once, and my wife was a bit of a sex object. Every time I asked for sex, she objects. Couldn't believe it. Better to have open relationships, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. Right, now we're going to move on to our next song, which is by the OJs. It's called Love Train.
Oh, yes.
And then when we come back, I think...
One of my choices, actually.
One of Matt's choices. When we come back, we'll do the sport. We still got factoids to come, and we still got record of the year to come. So here's the OJs. So there we go, that was the OJs. Now, I think we're going to do the sport in about a minute. Now, first, can I ask Dr. Paul, what did you make of the cricket the other week?
I can't believe it. It's just dreadful. I think they need to get Monty in.
Get Monty Paz on.
That's what I say. Monty will do the job.
Yeah, you're a fan of him, are you?
Absolutely, but I think Jailu should stay in the team as well.
Yeah?
Great cricketer.
Yeah, I quite like actually Giles, actually.
So, the wheelie bin, they call him, don't they?
The King of Spain as well.
Yes, that's more like it.
Were you watching it? Were you listening to it on the final day?
I was listening to it, yes. bit of Aggers on the radio.
Yeah, I was listening to like the first few hours and we just collapsed. And I wasn't surprised, to be honest, with Peterson and Flintoff and Jones.
Need a bit more love in the team. Get it going. Bit of team camaraderie.
Are you suggesting they need to go out on a big night out in Australia?
Hoggy and Gilo hitting the town, eh? I wouldn't mind being there for that.
I wouldn't say no. I'm sure Matt wouldn't either.
No, okay.
Now, I think we're going to do the football results.
Yeah, I'm just about ready for that.
Yeah, we ready? Yeah. How many games do we have today, Matt?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven. Paul, do you want to do the honours of giving out the football results?
Oh, I'd love to.
Can we just mention that if you don't want to know, tune off for about 50 seconds or so if you want to watch Match of the Day later, uninterrupted. So, let's go over it, Paul.
Okay then, Blackburn 1, Newcastle 3, Liverpool 4, Fulham 0.
Liverpool 4.
Manchester United 3, Man City 1. Good result for United in the derby there.
Yeah, you're a fan of Manchester United.
Absolutely, great result. I saw them play, very good it was.
Yeah.
Middlesbrough 1, Wigan 1, Portsmouth 2, Everton 0, Tottenham 5, Charlton 1.
No
five,
way.
One.
Tottenham 5.
That's your team, isn't it, Johnny?
That's my team. Brilliant. I can't believe
wow.
it.
And finally it was a 0-0 draw, Watford versus Reading. So two varied results today.
Okay, so that's the football. Apparently Hull City are losing, so
Hull City lost today.
Who cares?
Good point. Not much else going on in the world at sport because we don't have any cricket now till Thursday.
There's a bit of Masters tennis apparently.
Masters tennis, who's that? McEnroe.
Goran was playing before, I think.
Goran.
Sexy man, isn't he?
He was the one that famously beat Hemman in the semi-final, wasn't he, a few years back?
Famously, he won the final for a start. He won it.
Well, no, he beat...
He won Wimbledon. Well,
yeah, he won it.
What do you mean he famously beat Hemman?
In the semis.
Yeah?
I was devastated.
Hemman.
No, well, yeah. But, I mean, Hemman was going to win it that year.
So well.
Yeah.
I don't think he was.
Rightio, so that's the sport. Right, now Paul, we haven't mentioned to you yet. We're doing Record of the Year this week. We've narrowed it down to five contenders. Should we hear
five
it again?
I think
you'll probably like these, Paul.
It's The Killers with When You Were Young.
Do you like this one?
Lovely song, yes. Like a bit of The Killers.
Justin Timberlake, Sexy Bag.
No, not a fan of this one.
No?
Just a Timberlake, not for me, I don't think.
Although he is bringing sexy back, so you must admire him for that.
Well, it's a fair point, yes. Very, very fair point.
Nelly Furtado, Promiscuous Girl.
She's pretty hot, you've got to admit, Paul.
She is, I tell you. I wouldn't mind a bit of that. I'm sure I could try and use the moves on her.
Take that.
Patience. Now, this...
I love it.
Is this your favourite?
Favourite song of the moment, I tell you.
Yeah, it's a great one. And finally, Girls Aloud. Something kind of ooh. This is a bit of a party anthem.
Isn't it just?
Pretty hot, aren't they? Very tasty.
So out of our five in the shortlist, where's your vote going, Paul?
I think The Killers, possibly. Oh, no, actually, take that, of course. Take that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for
Close Red Thing.
Yeah, Matt, have you decided yet?
Well, mine might actually be the deciding vote.
Yeah?
Because currently, Girls Aloud, Take That...
They're leading the way at the moment. So it's a close run thing. So keep sending in those votes on MSN and the phones. If you want to ask Dr. Paul a question, he's here for another half hour.
Get on the phones.
Get on
the
phones. The number is 0017-954-5777. So we'd love to hear from you if you've got any relationship problems or queries and you want to ask the doctor. In the meantime, we're going to go to our next song, which is Marvin Gaye. You'll like this one, Paul. It's a bit sexual.
Can't hold make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause you do it right.
So there we go, that's a bit of Marvin Gaye. Now we've got an exclusive here on Burst. The Doctor, he's going to reveal his 5 love tips to us. So listen closely now and, well, take note.
Absolutely. Keep your ears open to this one. My first secret. It is important to find a woman who is good at household chores, cooks well, and can take care of the children. The second one. It is important to find a woman who you can bring out for social functions, parties, and things like that. Number 3. It is important that she shares the same life goal and common vision as you. Number 4, it is important to find a woman who is good in bed and loves to have sex with you. Mm. And finally, it is important that these 4 women never meet.
Okay. Now here's a letter we had in this week. It's from Anonymous. Dear Dr. Paul, I have a lot of flings and one-night stands.
Really? Good on them.
I can never seem to start a meaningful relationship.
Well, to be fair, sex is not the answer. Sex is the question. And yes is the answer.
Yes, please. More
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
More of the same. Right, now would be a good opportunity to do some factoids, I think.
Why not? Hey, why not?
Yeah.
Have we got a
can you confirm all of these facts are genuine?
These are completely genuine, as researched by our researcher. Matt, do you want to lead us off?
I will start. The average guest at the Buckingham Palace garden party scoffs 14 cakes, sandwiches, scones, and ice cream, according to royal accounts.
All that sugar,
buggers.
Eh? Yeah. Okay. Giant squid eats each other, especially during sex.
Wow.
I can't believe that.
Jimi Hendrix pretended to be gay to be discharged from the US Army.
Mm. That's a bit clever, isn't it? The day when most suicides occurred in the UK between 1993 and 2001 was the 1st of January 2000.
Ah, Millennium Day.
My gosh.
The only day in that time, however, when no one killed themselves was 16th of March 2001, the day comic relief viewers saw Jack D win celebrity
Big day.
Brother.
I was ecstatic when that happened.
You are 176 times more likely to be murdered than to win the national lottery. That's cheery, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely. Koalas have fingerprints exactly like humans. Although, obviously, smaller than humans. Because they're tiny.
Apparently, Bill Gates does not have an iPod. I think we mentioned that
last week. We did mention that one last week.
Yeah.
Britons buy about 1 million pumpkins for Halloween, 99% of which are used for lanterns rather than for eating.
Oh, I can't say I've ever...
What a waste, yeah.
Yeah, what a waste.
I've never eaten pumpkin myself, so...
No, me neither.
Nettles growing on land where bodies are buried will reach a foot higher than growing elsewhere. Okay.
How exciting.
Who researches this stuff? Who found that out? I want to know. Give us a call. If all the Smarties eaten in 1 year were laid end to end, it would almost equal 6,300,000 miles, more than 2.5 times around the Earth's equator.
Restaurant is the most misspelled word in search engines. I quite often spell that wrong, to be fair.
Yeah. I would also imagine Britney Spears as well. That's got to be up there in Paris Hilton.
Cyclist Lance Armstrong's heart is almost a third larger than the average man.
No wonder he wins so many. Not the drugs.
I bet he hasn't got a bigger heart as me, though, has he?
Deary me.
The first traffic cones were used in building Preston Bypass in the late 50s, replacing red lantern paraffin burners.
Always wanted to know that. Okay, the Spanish flu is the epidemic that killed 50 million people in 1918 to 1919. Was known as French flu in Spain.
Blame on the French.
Controversial.
Blame on the French.
Oh, dearie me. Pulling your foot out of quicksand takes a force equivalent to that needed to lift a medium-sized car.
Oh. Have you ever turned over a car, Paul?
Not recently, no.
Well, you'll be stuck if you fall into the quicksand then. As we all will, I think. A single mother spud from southern Peru gave rise to all the varieties of potato eaten today. Scientists have learned. That's ridiculous.
What?
How does anyone find these out? That's what I want to know. Whose job is it to find this useless information?
Did you know Britain produces 700 regional cheeses, which is even more than France?
Mm.
Ooh,
tasty. Yeah.
Good job, Britain.
We like our cheese here.
Oh, yeah, I love a bit of cheese.
Bit of cheddar.
57 Bic Biros are sold every second, amounting to 100 billion since 1950. Oh, that is a lot
of
Biros.
That is huge. Who could ever need all those Biros? Or, to be fair, a lot of people just use it once and then throw away a biro, don't they?
You can never find a pen when you need one, can you?
No. So we're going to move on to our next song. We've got about 25 minutes left, so keep sending in those questions to Dr. Paul. Now, Dr. Paul, you're going to love this one. Would you say that you're an ass man?
A what man?
An ass man.
An ass man.
Does that do it for you?
Not really.
No, are you more of a leg man?
Yeah, maybe leg, yes.
Leg man. Well, here's Mr. Ass.
I'm an ass man. Yeah, I'm an ass man. Yeah. I love to love 'em. I love to kick 'em. I love to shove 'em. I love to stick 'em. Love to flaunt 'em. I love to watch 'em. I love to pick 'em. And I'm gonna
There you go, that was Mr. Ass. I know we played that last week, but it was a great song.
Oh,
wasn't
I love
it?
That song last week, and I love it even more this week.
I know, it's just fantastic.
Oh, I'm still an ass man.
Keep sending in those votes now for the record of the year. It's a close run thing.
Yeah, because at the moment it is a draw.
Yeah, it's a draw between...
It's a draw between Girls Aloud and Take That, and I haven't voted yet.
No, so you got the deciding
don't
vote.
Don't let me... Oh, we've got a phone call.
We've got a phone call. Right, I'll try and work this. Keep them busy.
Keep them busy doing what?
I don't know. Play. Hello?
Hello?
Someone's online.
Someone's online one. Who's this?
Ashfaq.
Hello, Ashfaq.
Hi, Dr. Love.
How's it going?
It's good.
Splendid. Have you got a question?
Yeah, I do.
Yep, go ahead.
I think I discussed this with you the other day, Dr. Love. It's about the cat and the tortoise.
The captain's tortoise?
Yeah, for Dr. Love.
What are you on about? I've got no idea. What's the captain's tortoise?
Yeah, I discussed it with Dr. Love the other day. How could he forget?
He says he discussed it with you the other day.
I don't remember this. The captain's tortoise?
No, the cat and the tortoise.
Oh, the cat and the tortoise, not the captain's tortoise.
I still have no idea what you're on about.
He's got no idea what you're on about. Have you got a question for him?
Yeah, it was basically my cat hates my tortoise.
Are you drunk?
Apparently, his cat hates his tortoise.
Your cat and your tortoise. What's that gonna do with love? Did you love your cat or something?
Yes, no, I love
your
tortoise.
No, he loves his tortoise.
He loves your tortoise.
His cat hates his tortoise.
Well, that is unfortunate.
This is a genuine caller.
I think he is very drunk or just stupid.
This is so heavy to laugh.
Some people do fall in love with their pets, to be fair, don't they?
Please tell me, what can I do?
He wants to know, what can he do?
Buy another tortoise, which looks the same, I suppose. You might not fall in love with it.
No, he loves the tortoise. It's a cat which is causing him problems.
What is all this? What is going on?
I'm not an expert on pets, I'm afraid. I don't know.
Look, can we ask? Do you
find a new pet, for goodness sake.
I was thinking about taking a knife to the cat's gut.
What's that?
I was thinking about taking a knife to the cat's gut.
Oh dear. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Send this young man to an institution. That's the best thing for his love life.
Now, have you got a song request?
Actually, yeah, I have. Especially for Love Out. Are You Ready for Love?
Are You Ready for Love, by Elton John?
Yep.
Okay, we can do that. Good luck with your pet situation.
Goodbye, Ashfaq.
Goodbye, caller.
Bye.
What was that?
What on earth?
So anyway, here's his song request. It's Are You Ready for Love?
Oh my.
What was he talking about then?
He did say something on
Amazon. Talking about a cat and a tortoise.
Cats and tortoises.
Yeah, if you've got any better calls, please call us. Better questions, give us a call. Because we had no idea what that was about. Especially you, Andy.
Catch a star if you can. Wish for something special.
Are you ready? Are you ready for love? Yes, I am. Oh, yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready for love? Yes, I am.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready for love?
The
This goes out to the boy who has a problem with his tortoise.
You're the one, like the sun, shine your love around me. You'll always be the one for me. Say the word, I'll be there, loving you forever. Don't let me go.
We've regained a bit of clarity here in the studio. That song was dedicated to a boy who was having problems with his cat and his tortoise. Why can't we have any sensible callers on this show? That was I don't even know what the question was.
Entertaining anyway, wasn't it?
So we've got about 13 minutes left now of the Love Hour. So keep sending them to us, of course. Still to come, we've got The Darkness coming up towards the end of the show. That'll be the last song, I think.
Yeah, we'll be finishing off.
We'll be finishing off The Darkness. Before that, we'll play the track that's won record.
We should probably do that.
Record of the
year.
That's
the next song, really.
Yes, we do that next. Oh, right, we've got another caller on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Yes.
No, your name is Yes?
Yes.
What's your name?
What?
Have you got a question for Dr. Paul?
Should I tell people that I am good at sex?
Well, I think sometimes it is good to tell people you're good at sex, yes. Sometimes a very good way to meet a woman, isn't it, you know?
Thank you.
Anytime. Is that Borat? Sounds like Borat to me.
Yes.
Oh, Borat.
He's got another question.
Do you like a porno?
Do I like porno? Well, I suppose I do read, I must be honest. Yes, we all do like a bit of porno.
I believe you got a question from Matt as well.
Is Freddie Mercury homosexual?
Yes, he was one. Yes, he was.
Okay. Thanks.
Have you got a wife, Borat? Have you got a wife, Dodd?
My wife is dead.
Your wife is dead.
We shouldn't laugh at that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Should we go to the... do we have the final results?
Well, it's up to me.
It's up to you.
I'm sorry, I like to shake my booty in clubs, and it's got to be Girls Aloud.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry, it has to be Girls Aloud.
Well, they're good-looking girls, but...
I was hoping for Take That.
I'm sorry, I can't... Girls Aloud, I'm afraid.
Okay, track of the year, 2006, as voted by the Saturday Live listeners and the studio guests and presenters, it's Girls Aloud.
Something gotta ooh, jump in. no show. Jump until the beat all night, don't roll. If you want a hand, tell me you got to keep it up.
Now, during the last song, we've got some very sad news, I'm afraid. Yeah, we've had a complaint.
I can't believe it.
Someone's
not another
one. About not another one. What are you trying to say, Paul?
No one's ever complained to us before. No, they sent us an email. It said, "Dear Matt and Johnny, I'd like to complain about the content of your show, especially that tortoise caller. He should have been cut off straight away before he could go on to talk about gutting his cat. Oh. That was just sick and twisted." Now, yeah, I have to agree with that.
We can't take responsibility for him, though, to be honest.
What sort of a message does this send out to young listeners? Absolutely despicable. I will be lodging a formal complaint and hope that your radio slot is removed. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not be too hasty, shall we?
Now, we also had a joke sent in during the break, didn't we, Paul?
Yes, it's quite a long one, actually. I'll read it out. One day, a construction worker left the job a little early, and when he got home, he found his wife in bed with another man. Shock horror.
Oh, dear.
Purple with rage, he hauled the man down the stairs and into the garage, where he proceeded to skewer his penis in a vice.
Oh.
Ouch. Utterly terrified, the man screamed, "Stop, stop! You're not going to cut it off, are you? Are you?" "Nope," replied the construction worker. "You are. I'm going to set the garage on fire."
Oh, no. Oh, imagine being in that situation.
Ouchie.
I'd never have an affair with a married woman.
There's a cracking quote from Steve Martin this week. "Sex is one of the best, wholesome, beautiful and natural experiences money can buy."
That's a good one.
Trust Steve Martin.
Yeah, really. And we've got a good one from, is it Robin Williams? As well?
Oh, yes. "See, the problem is that God gives men a brain and a penis and only enough blood to run one at a time.
Fair enough. I'm going to understand where he's coming from there. Now, we've got a few minutes left. Paul, we haven't really asked you about chat lines yet. Have you got any this week?
Yeah, I've heard a few new ones this week, actually. I lost my virginity. Can I have yours?
I can't see that one working. Have we got a few more?
It's not my fault I fell in love. You're the one that tripped me. I don't get that word. I'm bigger and better than the Titanic. Only 200 women went down on the Titanic.
This show has reached a new low, I think.
There'll be more complaints for this.
Deary me. Okay, I think it's time for a few shout-outs before we go. Paul, is anyone you want to give a shout-out to?
No one.
No at all. Have you enjoyed the show this week?
Yeah, it's been great fun.
Yeah, well,
thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you indeed.
Hopefully in the new year. Oh, we've just got time to mention what we've got coming up in the new year. We'll have more from Dr. Paul, hopefully. We'll have a film review, more competitions. The Week in Greek should be back. More interviews with bands. And at some point, we're going to do Black Power Hour. Black Power Hour, an hour of music by Barry White, James Brown, Rick James, etc. I'm really enjoying that. Rick James.
Oh, help me.
He's great. Right, so it's time for our final song.
Yeah, final song. And now since it is Christmas in a few weeks, you know, it has to be a Christmas song.
Yeah, and this is our last show before Christmas.
And it has to be rocky because we're a rocking show.
Yeah, so here's the darkness.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, happy Christmas, everyone.
From Saturday Live.
We'll see you in the new year. Goodbye.